Hey everyone, welcome back to Sad to Rad. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, sometimes the idea of self-care feels about as appealing as doing laundry on a Saturday night. But trust me, we're diving into this one today because self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's actually an act of love for yourself, your truest, most authentic self. And who doesn't deserve a little love now and then? Here's the deal. We live in a world that constantly tells us to hustle, achieve, push harder. It's easy to get caught up in the race and forget to take care of ourselves, our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. But what if I told you that prioritizing your own needs isn't selfish? In fact, it's essential for not only surviving, but truly thriving. Think about it like this. Imagine a car running on empty. It's going to sputter, break down, and leave you stranded. That's what happens when we neglect our self-care. We run ourselves ragged, burn out, and can't show up as our best selves in the areas that truly matter. So let's shift gears and explore some key takeaways about self-care as an act of love. 1. Listen to your body. It's constantly sending you messages, fatigue, aches, digestive issues. These are all signals. Ignoring them is like ignoring a smoke alarm going off. Ever felt that persistent headache or exhaustion creeping in even when you haven't done anything particularly strenuous? Those are your body's whispers for rest and rejuvenation. It could be as simple as taking a break during the day, getting some extra sleep, or moving your body in ways that feel good even if it's just a gentle stretch. 2. Nourish your mind. Just like you fuel your body with healthy foods, you need to feed your mind with things that uplift and inspire you. This could mean reading a good book, listening to uplifting music, spending time in nature, or engaging in activities that spark your creativity. Think about what truly lights you up, whether it's learning a new skill, connecting with loved ones, or simply enjoying a quiet moment of reflection. Make time for those things. Your mind will thank you. 3. Set boundaries. Saying no is not a dirty word. It's about protecting your energy and time so you can prioritize what truly matters to you. Imagine someone constantly asking you to do favors, even when you're already stretched thin. Setting boundaries doesn't mean being rude, it means being assertive and communicating your needs respectfully. You deserve to have time and space for yourself. 4. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. This simple act can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. Think about it. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a supportive friend, a beautiful sunset, these little moments hold immense beauty. Make a conscious effort to notice them and feel grateful for their presence in your life. 5. Forgive yourself. We all make mistakes, everyone stumbles sometimes. Holding on to past regrets only weighs you down. Practice self-compassion and forgiveness. Imagine dropping your favorite mug, is bound to happen. Instead of getting upset, gently pick it up, dust it off, and use it again. Life is about learning and growing, not dwelling on imperfections. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Picture Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She's constantly on running errands, packing lunches, attending school events. She feels exhausted, overwhelmed, and like she's barely keeping her head above water. Sound familiar? But here's the thing. Sarah can choose to make a shift. Even small acts of self-care can make a huge difference. Maybe it's taking a 15-minute walk in the park during her lunch break, lighting a scented candle before bedtime, or simply saying no to that extra commitment so she can have an evening to herself. These seemingly simple choices can help Sarah recharge, reduce stress, and feel more present and connected with herself and her loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't about being selfish, it's about recognizing your worth and investing in yourself. It's a love letter to your body, mind, and soul, an act of compassion that allows you to show up fully in the world. So go ahead, prioritize those things that bring you joy, nourish your spirit, and make you feel truly alive. This week, challenge yourself to try something new, say yes to a little self-indulgence, and remember you deserve it all. Don't forget to share your self-care wins with us on social media using the #SadToRad. Let's create a supportive community that celebrates the power of self-love. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.